apologize for the offense. I'm sorry. Was Jaden telling you to go for it? And was that, were you going to go for it anyways, but was he kind of pleading to go for it?
No, but like we were going to go, yeah. So sometimes we just look for the yard marker to go, but he definitely wanted to, for sure. So I'm certainly not going to give him that win. He's got a lot of others, but yeah, that was a shot that we said, hey, on the other side, we know how good this group is too. So like, if we got a shot and we can go take it, let's go take it. And so that's where the decision came for on that one at the end, to try to go, basically that's, you're trying to go win the game right there. And it takes, you know, some space to go there because Jaden and Terry have really put in a lot of work together. Although we may have not seen that come to fruition, you know, in the first 2 weeks, for those of us, you know, who've been back in Ashburn, we've seen that. And so I think when you put the work in, you have confidence that, all right, if the moment comes, we're going to go take our shot.
Did he say there that he wants to give him credit for a lot of things, but he's not going to give him credit for the decision to go for the 4th and 4?
Yeah,
that's essentially what he said right there, right?
It is. He said he got a lot of wins, but he wasn't the main decision maker on that 4th down.
Okay. Look, yeah. Coach, you're doing a great job, okay? I think you've had these guys ready to play. You're doing an excellent job. Who cares at that moment? It would be kind of nice to think that, you know, your quarterback – that you had a lot of belief in him, which they do. And that 4th and 4 was interesting, right? Because it's 31-26. There's about 4 minutes to go. You're not really in field goal range. The ball was at the Cincinnati 39-yard line. Remember, they had recovered from a 1st and 15 earlier in that drive on just 2 plays, by the way. And let's not forget that, you know, the Ertz fumble on that play that lost on the 1st and 15 play that got him back to, I don't know, 2nd and 9 or whatever. Huge recovery on that fumble. That's a big recovery. 30, you know, you're it's 31-26, and now you're going to be in a game where you finally, you know, left the field without points on the board. That was a big play, but they overcame that pretty easily. And then they're trying to overcome this 2nd and 20 after a false start. I wanted to mention, you know, in sort of the other observations, a lot of confusion on that last drive. They had to call a timeout, on that 3rd and 7 before the Terry touchdown. And then on the 3rd and 7, they didn't have 11 guys on the field to start. They did have 11 when they finally snapped the ball. You know, Aikman said in the call of that play, I think they only have 10 on the field. I think there were 11 on the field when they finally snapped it, but a little bit of confusion. But you know who wasn't really upset by the situation at all? Was the quarterback. On that 4th and 4, you know, that's not, I don't think, for Seibert, field goal range, 56, 57 yards. Do you really want to kick it there? You got to go for it. It's the only move there. You can't put your defense back onto the field after a missed field goal or a punt, only up 5, because you know with 4.5 to go, they could walk you off with a touchdown. They're going to score a touchdown, more likely than not. You had to go for it. That's like the biggest no-brainer 4th and 4 go-for-it situation of all time. And it's context. It's not analytics. It's context. It's you can't leave the field with a less than 7-point lead and put your defense back out there against Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase, or you're going to lose the game. Jaden does a great job on that over the middle to Zach Ertz. That was a look on 3rd and 12. If he doesn't, he went back to back on quick stuff to Deami Brown for 16 of the 20 yards. Great play calling in that spot. You know, on 2nd and 20, you know, at the 40, at your own 45-yard line at that point, are you going to be able to throw the ball down the field? Well, maybe they can. But he wanted to get back to something manageable. He gets back to a 3rd and 12. He gets back to a 4th and 4. I mean, the 3rd and 12 call, there aren't a lot of answers for 3rd and long. I think there will be more for this team because of the quarterback. But you got into that 4th and 4, and then it's a no-brainer. Now, if De'Ami Brown drops the ball and it's 4th and 12 at the Cincinnati 47, well, you got no choice in that spot. You got to punt and pray that your defense can, you know, somehow stumble into something good. But 4th and 4, that was a given. I didn't even think we needed any of, you know, the drama of Jaden looking over saying, go, 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 go. And I would kind of agree with the coach. Yeah, no, that was kind of a given. We worked ourselves back into an opportunity to go for it on 4th and 4 because as much as I'm a defensive guy, I do not trust our defense to get a stop. So all of that sort of part of the other observations from the game. There are three other things real quickly. So I thought it was interesting, and I'm looking at the snap counts here for the first time because I did not get them until recently. So I just told you what the D tackles were. Jamin Davis, 15 snaps, 24% of them. I wonder how many of them it was as a linebacker versus a three-point stance D end. I think all of them. I think he played linebacker last night. It certainly appeared as if he played linebacker last night. I thought Jaden Daniels, and I didn't mention this, I thought he could have kept it more on a lot of the zone reads. You know, I'm assuming they're zone reads. In many cases, they aren't, but I think in a lot of cases, they are. And I thought he could have kept the ball on some of those zone reads instead of leaving it with Brian Robinson Jr. In particular. And there's one formation that I've come to really find kind of interesting because I don't think I've seen another team line up in an I formation offset from the quarterback. And they've done that. They had Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Ekeler on the field, you know, a lot last night, at least early. And there's that one formation, and I think we saw it in the Tampa game and maybe again last week, but we saw it last night. They got a couple of things that they're doing there. There is the inside handoff to the up guy. There is the, you know, the eye back, you know, basically sprinting right as if he's going to catch a swing pass and then throwing back in the other direction. There is, I think, a quarterback counter potentially off of that with a lead fullback, if you will. That formation's an interesting one. You had a direct snap again to Brian Robinson Jr. last night. But I don't think I've ever seen an I formation that is offset from a quarterback in the shotgun. Both of those backs. Interesting. One other quick note. On the touchdown pass that the Bengals had on the 4th down play, that was the touchdown that led to a 31-20. No, that was another touchdown earlier. Sorry, it was the touchdown. When did they score on the 4th and goal? That was on the drive. Excuse me. That was on the drive that made it 28-20. All right, it was 28-13, and they went for the 4th and goal at the Washington 2. No doubt they had to do that because, you know, they're thinking the same thing. Zach Taylor's thinking the same thing. We have to score touchdowns, people, unless it's 4th and 30, because we can't stop the other team. And I thought Noah I, number one, made a really good play on an inside out on that receiver whose last name I can't pronounce. You can, because you're a Bengals Joe Burrow guy. But I thought he made a really good play. It was one of the better defensive plays in coverage. He just couldn't stop him from barely nudging the ball over the plane of the goal line. Actually, of their defenders in the secondary, I think number one, Noah Igbinoghene, Noah I might be their better option at corner than Forbes or Davis, who, by the way, Davis did not, I don't think he was on the field last night at corner. Was he active last night? Maybe he wasn't active. I think he was active, though.
No, he was like, active, but I don't know that he played a lot on defense.
I don't think I didn't see Mike Davis on the field once, I don't think. I'm looking through the snap counts right now. Where is he? That's Jamin Davis, who was out there for 24% of the snaps. Again, I think most of them at linebacker. Yeah, Mike Davis did not see a snap defensively. 13 special team snaps. That was it. Noah Igbinoghene, 84% of the snaps. There you go. St. Juice and Sanristil and Noah I were the three corners. I actually think he, you know, I think they've got a better shot with him. We'll see what happens when Forbes comes back. Oh, one last point defensively. I can't believe I missed this. You cannot cover Ja'Marr Chase with one person. I understand there were a couple of zero coverage blitzes. There were a couple of six-man blitzes, a couple of five-man blitzes, which means you are going to be singled up with somebody. But he's the one you cannot be singled up unless you're in zero coverage. Then you got no choice. But Sanristil on that first one, mismatch. The second one, I think, was St. Juice, I think, maybe. You cannot single cover one of the two or three best wide receivers in the game on any play, especially with a quarterback as smart as Burrow is. It seems like every single time he realized man coverage on number one, yeah, we're going to throw it to him. Look, I think part of it is that they would tell you, well, you know, you have to generate a pass rush against these guys. We can't do it with four. We can't really do it with five. So if we send two extras, there are going to be players being covered by one person because you're only allowed 11 on the field. And I get that. I do. But that's a guy that if you single coverage him, it's three-step drop, not a five-step drop, and it's six, or it's just a big, big play. Two sacks of Joe Burrow last night. You know, that's they doubled their season total. Fowler and Armstrong Jr. shared one, and I think the other one was 90, Jean Baptiste, who actually, it's clear they like what number 90's given them, energy-wise for sure. All righty. Your chance now. Phone lines open, 301-230-0980. I see everybody there on hold. Your chance to react to really one of the more memorable Washington games and performances in a long, long time. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.